This is 90.9 WBUR. For the past 25 years, autographed collector Scott Smith has been looking for five Red Sox fans who appeared on the cover of Sports Illustrated on August 13, 1990. These fans aren't famous, and at the time the photo was taken, some of them weren't even old enough to go to a PG-13 movie. Now, Smith is asking for help. WBUR's Karen Given has the story.
Scott Smith is on a mission. His goal? To get every Sports Illustrated magazine autographed by whoever's featured on the cover.
Everyone in the hobby has always called me the SI King, including the extras that I have in my collection. I have about 19,000 autographed Sports Illustrateds right now, back to 54.
He estimates he's got autographs on about 95% of the covers printed since the magazine was first produced. Smith says he's become friendly with superstar athletes, met former President Ronald Reagan twice, and sat down with boxing great Muhammad Ali for a marathon signing session in his hotel room. But some are easier to get than others. Patriots quarterback Tom Brady recently hid autographs in buckets of candy for kids, but Smith says collectors often dole out $400 to $500 or more per autograph, and Brady's appeared on a lot of Sports Illustrated covers.
He's on about 16 or 17 different covers of Sports Illustrated by my count, and I might have the first 10 or 12 of them signed, but I still need four or five, and it's a big nut to swallow. You have to shell out, $1,500 or $2,000 for four autographs.
But there are some autographs that can't be purchased, no matter how much money you're willing to spend.
There are a few covers from the 60s, 70s, 80s, 90s of just random photographs.
Random photographs of random people, like the cheering section at an Ohio State basketball game. They could be sports fans like you or me.
It's not as if they appeared on the cover because they were famous for doing something. It's just a random shot, and lucky that they made it.
But not so lucky for Steve Smith, because although the internet is very good at telling him where he can find famous people, at a hotel or charity function, or even sometimes at their homes, the internet is not good at helping him find people like the five young Red Sox fans who appeared on the cover in August of 1990.
It was just one of a few hundred pictures I'm sure this photographer shot one day, and it ended up on the cover of Sports Illustrated with five kids, all wearing Red Sox hats.
Smith believes the kids were photographed in Fenway Park in June or July of that year, and they're engaged in an activity Smith knows intimately.
In the front row, on the railing, leaning over, yelling and screaming for autographs.
Given their apparent age in the photo, the fans would be in their late 30s or early 40s by now.
There's one young girl on the cover who we found out that she had passed away. But there are four boys on the cover, two of which look like they could be brothers. So I'm trying to do everything I can to get the word out and see if someone can identify them for me.
Smith recently caught a break. An article about his hunt in the Boston Globe last month led to one of the men in the picture. Smith mailed him a bunch of magazines to sign and is waiting to get them back. But he's still holding out hope that he'll be able to find the other three.
It's just been a gigantic, like a puzzle piece that's missing, that's under your sofa, and you didn't find it for 25 years, and that's missing one little piece. Hopefully, once I have a name, it's just a matter of doing some research and finding them.
And hopefully, they'll sign the magazines, too. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Karen Given.
Go to WBUR.org to see the Sports Illustrated cover from August of 1990. Who knows? Maybe you or someone you know is one of those kids begging for an autograph.